You should remember that every holy mountain throughout the world is joined together with an underground connection. Do not imagine that it is like a pipe with a lot of wires running down through it. It's nothing like that at all. However, all the holy mountains are linked with a very strong etheric link, and what happens on one mountain directly affects another. If, for instance, we had 400 pilgrimages to Mount Talak, that would affect, in one way or another, every other holy mountain throughout the world. And if you give it any thought at all, you can now begin to appreciate some of the subtleties of Operation Starlight. You can now see that it is not quite what it appears to be. It is more than it appears to be. If you look at an iceberg, you will see something like 1/5 above the water and about 4/5 beneath the water. Well, Operation Starlight is like that. The fact that you can go onto any of these mountains, pray, send out energy, far more energy than you could anywhere else, is one thing. But there is something else there, and it is a big mystery, and I think I am only going to reveal this mystical truth through initiation, because people should deserve that information and prove that they do so before they receive it. However, I have given you a clue to the great mystery, and if you are able to meditate, then I think you should be able to put one and one together and make three.